Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. You are appreciated. Senior Care Live is the nation's premier radio program, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. This is a safe place to get accurate and reliable information you can absolutely count on. Each and every week, we discuss important issues such as how to remain independent in your own home, how to find the right senior care community, how to pay for the high cost of senior care, and legal issues involving elder law and estate planning. We also discuss senior-related health issues and how to care for the caregiver. As always, if you have a question, you can reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. You can also visit online. It's a great website, Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. And I'll tell you, we have a great program scheduled for you here today. We're going to be talking about the different types of dementia with our friend Christy Whitney. She's the head of operations with Home Care Assistance, Kansas City. And Christy, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
It's great to be here.
All right. So this is a topic that's near and dear to my heart. My grandpa had dementia. You know, he's passed, but I mean, he had that. Almost everyone I know is either directly or indirectly affected by this important subject. So I'm glad you're here today to do a thorough review of that.
Thank you. I think that dementia is something that touches a lot of us throughout the day, and no one really is fully educated on it. We're still learning about it. There's still no cure. And many people don't realize that dementia is actually a disease. It has a disease process, and there's no cure. So sometimes a type of dementia can actually be a hospice diagnosis.
Okay.
Typically, people think of dementia, they automatically think of Alzheimer's. And that is the most common type of dementia or the most recognized type.
You've probably been asked that question a million times, like I have.
Absolutely.
What's the difference between Alzheimer's and dementia?
Right. And sometimes I hear old-timers or old-timers peoples and different variations of Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Alzheimer's is a senile dementia, and it is one of the 10 types of dementia. Alzheimer's is the most common type of dementia. There are more than 3 million U.S. cases annually in the United States of Alzheimer's alone, which is considered a progressive disease, and it does destroy the memory and other important mental functions. There's no true treatment at all, although there are some things we can be doing that slows it down, some medications we can take to slow it down, but there's no cure. The condition's considered chronic, and depending on the time that it starts, there's no way of knowing how long it will last, but it does. It is lifelong. The cells do eventually die off, and as we see that, people move through into the dying process. So again, we talk about Alzheimer's disease. That's the one we hear about a lot. It's a scary word, but there are lots of things we can do with it. About 50 to 75% of all dementia cases are thought to be Alzheimer's. Follow that by vascular dementia, and then Lewy body dementia, or some people call it dementia with Lewy bodies, frontotemporal dementia, and then the mixed dementias. And I, too, have been touched by this at a personal level. My mother passed at age 78 with what we would think would be vascular dementia. There's really no way to have that full diagnosis. However, just based on the symptoms and the progression of the disease, we believe it was a vascular dementia. And my 90-year-old dad in Ohio is fiercely battling Alzheimer's disease as we speak. So
we'll say some prayers for him.
Thank you. So he's doing great. He's in receiving some memory care assistance and a very structured lifestyle. And we're having him lead the best life possible.
Absolutely.
So we know that dementia affects the language part of the brain as well as memory and decision making. But some of the things that we look for when we're trying to differentiate the types of dementia would be the early signs. Those are your best clue. So early signs of Alzheimer's, for example, which is, again, the most common, is depression, a new depression. It's not always just because they're getting old that they're getting sad. It's something to look at. And some simple tip-offs would be forgetting names, recent events, and just a complete change in mood. It's caused by brain cell death, and as it progresses, it increases confusion and the mood changes, and ultimately it does increase trouble walking and speaking and just your activities of daily living.
And so, Christy, so obviously you're the head of operations with Home Care Assistance Kansas City. You provide fantastic in-home assistance for folks who are trying to age in place in their home. Do you care for quite a number of I would say residents, because that's kind of a term that we use for communities, but for your patients or your clients, your families who have various levels of dementia?
Absolutely. Every single day. Sometimes it starts small, maybe 4 hours a day. We go in a few times a week to make sure that they're having a good breakfast, nutritious lunch, get the dinner ready, and medications are being taken care of, showers, just basic needs. And then it goes all the way up to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Sometimes there's a family member in the home, or the person can live at their own home throughout the end of their life, as long as somebody's there with them. So the care plan that I write when I meet the family changes as the disease progresses.
Yeah.
And the key is to provide dignity and support and encouragement while keeping them safe and happy and as healthy as possible.
And I love that you can start off with just maybe a few hours a day, maybe not even every day, maybe every other day, but that can be expanded as that person needs more and more help. If this is resonating with you, reach out to Christy and the great folks at Home Care Assistance Kansas City. Here's the phone number. You're going to want to write it down. It's 913-663-5000. That's 913-663-5000 or online at homecareassistance.com, homecareassistance.com.
Absolutely. And somebody can answer that phone for you anytime, any hour, any day. We're always available to answer questions and give advice and guidance. And if I come out to your home or one of my coworkers comes to your home, part of the team, we're going to meet with you and listen to you and write a specific care plan. There's no cookie cutter for any type of in-home care. And certainly when you're looking at dementia, any of the types of dementia, it changes throughout the care.
And so your home care plan is individualized for each person's unique situation and needs.
Absolutely. Every single time.
Awesome.
Every single time. And it changes. It changes. The schedule changes. The needs change. Mm-hmm. The day-to-day activities changes, and we are there changing with you and living through this process with you.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you.
Another type of dementia I spoke of briefly with my mom was the vascular dementia. It's the second most common type, and it is often related to more of just a slowing down of the vascular health. Confusion and disorientation are those earlier signs with that. And it is linked with stroke. Sometimes people have been throwing a lot of what is referenced to as a TIA, and ultimately they end up with a dementia that is probably a vascular. Dementia with Lewy body or Lewy body dementia is nerve-based. It's an interruption of the chemical messages between the brain, causing memory loss and disorientation. And one of the things that we see early on in this is at nighttime they have trouble falling asleep, or they're falling asleep unexpectedly during the day with visual hallucinations and a sense of loss or disorientation.
Mm. That sounds terrible, actually.
Yes, so it's not as common as the others, but it is something that's missed a lot because we think it's more of a muscular thing.
Yeah.
In reality, it is actually a dementia.
Wow, okay.
And then we follow up, much less common is the Parkinson's dementia. It goes along with the Parkinson's. There we're looking for the body tremors and the other things. There may be an additional diagnosis with it. Frontotemporal dementia affects the front and the side parts of the brain. Some people call it Pick's disease. This one can start a little earlier, as early as 45, and it does definitely run in families. And one of the things we see there is a lack of inhibition and motivation and an increase in compulsion. So speech and forgetting words, those are some of the first key symptoms that we see with that frontal lobe dementia.
Okay.
And then we go on down from there, and they become more and more rare. Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease is a dementia. Only 1 in 1 million have that. And it goes
on. I have not even heard of that one.
Absolutely. And then as we move through, they sort of start to get commingled. And a lot of times they'll just be referenced to as a mixed type dementia.
You know, a long time ago, it was just hardening of the arteries.
Absolutely. Yes.
Right? Because we just didn't have all of this medical technology and we didn't name this properly,
absolutely.
Frankly.
Absolutely. We thought it was just part of growing older, and it's not. It's an actual disease. Just because we're growing older does not mean that we will get dementia. So I know it's scary, but have faith and keep doing your brain exercises.
There is no doubt about that. Keep your brain sharp and remain mentally sharp. It will pay off. We're visiting today with Christy Whitney, head of operations with Home Care Assistance, Kansas City. You can reach Christy and all the great folks at Home Care Assistance at 913-663-5000 or online at homecareassistance.com. And let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. How many stages of dementia are there? How many stages of dementia are there? A, 1, B, 5, C, 7, or D, 10? We'll have the answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to reach us on our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. Super simple. Go to seniorcarelive.com. Click on the big microphone on the homepage or the Listen Live button. Again, give it a few seconds to connect, and boom, you are in. It'll start streaming to your phone, tablet, computer, whatever you have, and it really is that simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. How many stages of dementia are there? And here are your options. A, 1, B, 5, C, 7, or D, 10. And the answer is C, 7 stages of Dementia. We're here in studio with Christy Whitney, head of operations with Home Care Assistance, Kansas City. And Christy, thanks for all of the great information that you shared with us on that first segment. So why don't we go ahead and start to unwrap the seven stages of dementia.
Sure. So I just want to provide, a little education. I think that dementia is a word that gets tossed around a lot. Certainly Alzheimer's does. I want to encourage everyone to realize that dementia is not a one-size-fits-all. And just because you saw something in a relative or a neighbor or a loved one, a church friend or something, doesn't mean that's going to be the process that the person you love or you yourself is going to follow. So sometimes it's a very mild decline over a very long period of time. And others.
That was my grandpa.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was very little. And this went on for, oh my goodness, 15 years.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely can. And then other people seem to just get everything all at once, and they wake up one day with a different baseline of living.
Yeah.
So we're prepared at Home Care Assistance when we're assisting you in the home and keeping you there. We're prepared that when we show up for our shift, it may be a completely different day than it was the day before. And the next day may be different as well.
And mornings, you may act different than you do in afternoons or evenings.
So sundowning is a real thing. It's a term we use that the brain gets tired, basically. And when it becomes closer and closer to the final meal of the day, getting closer to bedtime, we do see a giant leap in a lot of our folks with dementia. They're sundowning and they can have increased agitation, and they just require a little extra love and tender care and make sure that they're redirected and encouraged to stay calm and try to keep them with a sense of balance and routine.
And a lot of times overnight, folks with dementia, they don't sleep.
They don't sleep.
And they're up and they're pacing.
Yes.
And so it's really important that if there are other family members there, that they get their rest. And then home care assistance staff and caregivers can be there with your loved one to make sure that they don't fall into harm's way.
We hear it all the time.
Walk out the doors,
absolutely.
Fall down the stairs.
I'm often asked, do your nighttime caregivers sleep? No. They cannot sleep. We work with folks at all different levels with all different types of issues. Some of it's just aging, and some of it is as severe as dementia. And a lot of the folks that we assist are up and down 15 or more times a night. They may want a full meal at 3 a.m. And if that's what they want, that's what we're going to give them.
Let's go ahead and do it. Yeah.
It doesn't matter to us. We're there to meet their needs. And it's a minute by minute decision. What can we do to keep this person comfortable and allow them dignity in their own home?
If your family could use some help in the home, reach out to Christy and the great folks at Home Care Assistance Kansas City. Here's the phone number. You're going to want to write it down and give them a call, 913-663-5000, 913-663-5000, or visit online at homecareassistance.com.
And I'll just move through these seven stages a little rapidly. And if you want more info, just call me. I'd be happy to speak with you personally.
Yeah.
Initially, there's no impairment. We go ahead and call that stage one because you're not diagnosed at this point, but we do start looking back. So stage two, we see a very mild cognitive decline, forgetting some of the everyday phrases, forgetting where you left things, important objects. And it varies from person to person. We all forget certain dates. Don't panic, but we do need to know that forgetting phrases is very common as part of the very start of the decline. Then we go to a mild cognitive decline, and this is where it starts to impact our ability to work, our ability to drive. We have verbal repetition. Our concentration decreases, trouble problem solving. This is when other people start to notice it in us. We're at stage three already.
That's a lot of symptoms right there.
those are the symptoms that I hear most often.
Yeah, yeah.
Stage four would be a moderate cognitive decline. This is still considered like the early start of it, but already now we're starting to have trouble doing routine tasks.
Yeah, huge changes.
Huge change in mood, definite mood. And the number one thing we see here, denial. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a little tired.
Yep.
We move on to stage five, which is a moderate, severe cognitive decline. This is when we're having to assist with routine daily tasks or activities of daily living, such as dressing, showering. People don't want to take a shower anymore. It's very common. We have to encourage and use lots of different techniques and cueing. This is often when the home caregiver's brought in or they look for communities. We see increase in confusion, forgetfulness, and they lose memory of their personal details, their current events. Stage six is the severe decline, and this is the one where we're active. The active lifestyle is completely diminished without the assistance of someone helping them. And this is also a time where we might see some delusions, anxiety, and not recognizing people we've known our whole lives, sometimes not even recognizing our loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult to go through. And then the final stage is very severe cognitive decline. This is considered late stage, typically unable to care for themselves, severe motor and communication impairment, and oftentimes lose the ability to speak or walk.
Yeah, this is, as we talked off mic on the break, this is really tough stuff. It's really important to share this information with our listeners. And for our listeners, you know, let me just remind everyone, to no one's surprise, AARP did a massive, massive study. And to no one's surprise, 90% of those responding to the study says, I want to stay home. I would rather not move to a community, and that's nothing against them. There's a place for all of these different providers in different circumstances. But 90% of us want to age in place. We want to be home. I want to be home. I think most people feel that way. You can do that, and you would be very surprised if you compare the cost of home care, bringing some, you know, assistance into your home versus moving to a care community. It's very affordable. Isn't that right? Would you agree with that?
You know, it balances out. It's about the same. So everything that's being done, we do. We do not have nurses on staff, but we have the caregivers that can do the bathing, the dressing, the grooming, the cooking, the cleaning, the errands, the meal planning, as well as cognitive stimulations, puzzles, bingo, folding, you know, a great activity. Get a bunch of washcloths and towels, put them in a basket, let them fold them. They have a sense of accomplishment.
Yeah.
Take it around the corner, mess them all up, bring them back again. Things that simple can make a difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Reach out to Christy Whitney, head of operations with Home Care Assistance, Kansas City. And again, the phone number 913-663-5000. 913-663-5000 or online at Home Care Assistance, Kansas City. And Christy can come out. They'll visit with you. They can let you know how they can help you. I think you will be very happy with the results. Reach out to Christy. Again, 913-663-5000. Christy, thanks so much for being in here today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I hope I've helped somebody. And next time we speak, I'll try to have a happier topic. But this is something that we do, and we can do it with grace.
All right. We'll have more right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share the program with friends or family, or maybe you just want to go back and listen to it again, no worries at all. Just go to Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com. Click on the podcast tab, and there you will find all of the previously aired episodes. They're in chronological order. We try to have those posted by the Monday following this broadcast, which of course is on, you know, Saturdays, and now some places on Sundays. So on the weekends, we try to get that up on Monday, maybe at the latest Tuesday. So feel free to help yourself with that. We'd just like to say thanks again to Christy Whitney, the head of operations with Home Care Assistance Kansas City, for reviewing the various types of dementia, as well as the various stages of dementia. And although that's a pretty heavy subject, and it's not a downer. I think it's really heavy, especially if you are in the midst of maybe providing care, or maybe someone you love is struggling and fighting with dementia and maybe they're on the decline. I think it's really important to know the different stages and approximate where your loved one is at. And then there's a wealth of information available in the marketplace as far as how you handle, how you approach, how you communicate with, try to understand someone with dementia. So hopefully you found that as helpful as I did. I thought it was great information. All right. And because I am part of the media, we're going to have to talk about this.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. I know if you're like me, you're sick of hearing about this. Yes, I'm going to address COVID-19. All right. And I know everyone's totally sick of it. Here's my take on this. First of all, can we just not panic? Let's not panic, please. The media is getting everyone whipped into an absolute frenzy. And boy, I do not appreciate that. This thing is completely overhyped. Now, this virus is to be taken very seriously. This is a big deal. This is serious stuff. But let's just all use some common sense. Seriously, let's just use some common sense. So I just want to make several points on this. And here's why I felt really compelled to talk about this here today. Half of this listening audience is 45 to 65. Half of this audience is 65 plus. So it directly reaches the caregivers of the elderly and then people who are retired and elderly themselves. Learning, gathering information, resources, education, they're calling their own shots, they're making decisions, they are driving the bus. And then the caregivers many times provides information and again, education, resources, and hands-on assistance and a tremendous amount of support for maybe an elderly loved one, maybe a parent or a grandparent or another family member or someone from church or a neighbor, etc. So I just felt compelled to talk about this just for a little bit today. So just using some common sense, do not panic, but treat it with respect. And here's the big thing. Wash your hands. I mean, as elementary as that sounds, hand washing, it's always been a good thing. Always. I remember my mom and your parents probably already, son, if you washed your hands, did you wash your hands? It's time for dinner. Steve, wash your hands. I mean, wash your hands and wash them frequently. That's huge. And anytime we have any sort of a viral outbreak like this, wash your hands. It's that simple. That can go a long way here. All right. And this one's kind of tough, but do not touch your fingers to your face, period. Don't touch your hands or your fingers to your mouth, your nose, or your eyes. And I know it's hard to do, but just be aware of it and just don't do it. My mom said, well, Steve, that's easy for you to say. I mean, I'm constantly kind of rubbing my eye if it's watering or if it's kind of, you know, itching. I mean, we're getting ready to head full bore into allergy season. Just don't do it. Well, what are you supposed to do? Well, carry a handkerchief or use a tissue to touch your eye or your nose or your mouth. Just don't touch it, because if you touch something and now you have the virus on your fingers and then you rub your eye, you just directly introduced it into your body. It's just like mainlining this stuff. I mean, you literally just gave yourself anything that's on your fingertips. So that was kind of tough to do. Let's talk about masks just for a second. The mask thing's driving me nuts. This just in, wearing a mask protects the public from you. Let me say that again. Wearing a mask protects the public from you. It doesn't protect you from the public. So if you have a cough or a sneeze, you could wear the mask so that you don't spray your germs into the air. Well, why doesn't it help, Steve? I've got my whole mouth and nose covered. Well, guess what? If someone sneezes or coughs into the air and they're tiny, tiny nebulized droplets in the air and they get in your eye, you just got the virus. You're not fully protected. And don't go out and buy one of these gas masks, one of these respirators. That is just complete overkill, in my opinion. All of this is just my opinion. This isn't some official alert from a physician or the CDC or whatever. But I'm seeing people walking around in these high dollar respirators. That's a little overkill here. And again, wearing a mask, I think, also builds a false sense of security. I just think there's a lot of danger there. And we need these masks for people who legitimately need them, like doctors and nurses and surgeons and people like that. All right. Again, common sense. If you have compromised health condition, if you have underlying health issues that would make you maybe a little more at risk, avoid large crowds, maybe self-quarantine, maybe just keep yourself in your own home for a while here. Here's another one. Avoid traveling to foreign countries at this time. I don't even think you can go to Italy if you wanted to. I think they've literally shut down the borders in and out. I think they've self-quarantined their entire country. And guess what? If you do self-quarantine, just have things delivered to you. Have friends or family bring you stuff, right? Many grocery stores and pharmacists, and you can have just about anything these days delivered to your home while you are under a self-quarantine, just to keep yourself safe. If you have symptoms, you need to seek medical attention immediately. Now, a lot of these symptoms are also similar to your common, cold or flu. A lot of overlap. So that's if you're concerned about it, call your doctor. These testing kits, there are a limited number of kits. I understand that they're getting out pretty quickly. You can at least go to the local health department to get a test kit. I think they're in many or most of the emergency rooms. They're not in the doctor's offices yet, but they will be pretty soon. So just call your doctor and ask your doctor, hey, I have these symptoms. What do you think? What do you think I should do? And then follow your physician's advice. Just to put this in perspective, this is really scary, and this is part of the frustration on my part. The flu, the common flu, every year averages 400,000 to 500,000 hospitalizations every single year in the United States. 400,000 to 500,000 hospitalizations every year in the United States. Each year, somewhere between 30,000 and 50,000 Americans die every year from the flu. That's just an awful, awful number. It's a horrible thing. Now, I'm not saying that COVID-19 is nothing to worry about. I think we need to take it seriously, but I think we need to have some perspective. Right now, it depends on who you listen to. There have been about 35 deaths, and that's horrible. That's a horrible, horrible thing. I feel so badly for those people. That's a terrible thing. But just think about it. Every year, the flu kills 1,000 times that many people, and the media doesn't go completely wild and crazy, stirring the pot and causing this mass hysteria. That's the part that drives me crazy. So this is serious. We need to take it seriously. This is a big deal. I'm just saying, use some common sense, and that will go a long way to getting through this healthcare crisis. We always and always get through these things together. So let's not go crazy. Let's use our common sense.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right, that's my rant for the day. It's important. Let's use some common sense. We'll get through this together, and we will all recover in all the different ways pretty quickly, I think. So after the break, I'll have more about a different subject matter. I'm sure you'll be happy about that. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. All right. So I have a question for you. What if I told you I could keep you from making a six-figure mistake? Would that get your attention? What if I could save you and your family or your loved ones $200,000? Would that grab your attention? What if I could save you $300,000? Or what if I could save you $400,000? Would that get your attention?
And now, myth versus fact.
So now that I think I have your attention, I'm talking about continuing care retirement communities. And there is a myth out in the marketplace. And the myth is that all continuing care retirement communities have that large upfront fee. An entrance fee, some people call it a buy-in, some people use different terminology, but that's the myth. Well, I don't think I can do that. I don't think I can afford that. That $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, maybe upwards of $600,000 buy-in or upfront entrance fee, that is the myth. But the fact is many, many continuing care retirement communities do not have that upfront fee. And frankly, some of them have both, right? So again, the myth, all continuing care retirement communities have that large upfront fee. But the fact is that many do not, and that's a fact.
For more information about the facts, stay tuned to this program or contact Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
All right, so let's talk about that for a minute. I am receiving more and more calls through my firm, Senior Care Consulting, with asking for help in evaluating and choosing a continuing care retirement community. So we'll have a review of that. A continuing care retirement community always has the primary three functions. So you have the three different, some people call it, you know, the level of care. The idea is that you would sell your home and then downsize and move into independent living. And that's a nice apartment. It might be like a duplex. It could even be a freestanding villa. The majority of the inventory in this listening area would be, nice apartments. And that's independent living. You have, one or two of your meals prepared for you per day. You know, a lot of social opportunities. You have transportation available. And you're on your own, but you're not alone. You're around a lot of other people. And if you get in trouble in your apartment, you can push a pendant and someone will check on you. They don't provide care, but they can call 911 if needed or call family. So that's independent living in a really quick nutshell. And then if you need more help down the road, you can transition to assisted living. And assisted living is that social model where you can receive minimal help or maybe full assistance with your activities of daily living. You're bathing, you're dressing, you're grooming. They distribute your medications for you. They can help you to and from the restroom. They can help you to a point with incontinence management. They provide all of your meals, snacks, and hydration. There's a full slate of activities. Many physicians will come in to see you. They make house calls. There's transportation to go out to see a specialist out of the building. So there's a lot to it. There's a tremendous amount of support there. And then if you need even more help down the road, then you can transition to the medical portion of the community or the long-term care level of care, also known as the nursing home. I like to interchange those two because the industry language is long-term care, but frankly, the vast majority of the public still refers to that as a nursing home. So you sell your home, you move in, and then you're covered. You move into independent living. If you need assisted living, you move. You can transition to that level. You need the long-term care, the medical support side of things. You can transition there and never have to change your address or move away from that organization to a completely different place. So many of these continuing care retirement communities do have that upfront fee, and I generally refer to that as an entrance fee. And these are tied to a contract. And so, say you write a check for, say, $250,000 up front to move into this place. The majority of contracts today are a 90% contract, meaning when you move, and you can, if you wish to move and you want to move somewhere else, you can do that. Or upon your death, okay, 90% of that large upfront entrance fee is either refunded to you when you move or returned to your estate upon your death. All right, so you get 90% of that back. There are some contracts that return 80%, some 70%. I've also seen some 50% returns. Okay, and so that's I think it's a good opportunity for a lot of folks. There's another type of an agreement. And it's called, and you have all kinds of different terminology. I just call it a life care contract or life care agreement, which says that when you move in, you write a check for the $200,000, $300,000, whatever the number is. One particular place, and I like this for some people, and I don't like it for others, but 2% per month goes from your pile of money to their pile of money. So after 50 months, your pile is down to zero and they have your $200,000 or $300,000 with no refund at all. Well, Steve, what do you get for that? Well, in some of these contracts that I like, again, for some people, it says that whatever your independent living cost is, let's say that's $3,000 a month, we will lock you in to that amount every single month you live here for the rest of your life. So when you transition to assisted living, that should cost you $6,000 a month. You'll only be paying $3,000 a month. And when you transition to the long-term care level and you should be paying $9,000 a month, you will only pay $3,000 a month. So you're locked in, and if you live for a long time and you're younger and relatively good health, I think that's a good opportunity. If you're not, I don't think that's a good opportunity, frankly, and here's why. What happens if you die on the 52nd month? That was a horrible investment. See, with that type of an agreement, you become the insurance contract and you're prepaying for the future discounted health care that you may or may not need. So again, I'm not knocking these things. I think they're really good opportunities for some people, and I think it's a bad investment for others. And I've helped a lot of people make decisions that have saved them six figures. If this caught your attention and you want to talk about this with me at Senior Care Consulting, give me a call, 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800. I'd be glad to visit with you about that. All right. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.